Today's daf is Menachis daf Pei Aleph, and we will begin 25 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Amid Beis. So the topic is the Karban Taida, which of course was a type of Shlomim. The Rambam says that there were four Minei Shlomim, one Shalmei Tzibur, three Shalmei Yachid, and the Rambam lists as his second category of Shalmei Yachid, the Karban Taida. The Karban Taida was unique for two reasons. Number one, whereas ordinary Shlomims, as all Kachem Kalim, were Nechel Lashnei Yom V'layla Achas, the Karban Taida was Nechel L'Yom V'layla. Additionally, an ordinary Shlomim, like most Karbanos, didn't have any breads that came along with the Karban. The Karban Taida had bread. Not only did it have bread, but some of the bread was chametz, whereas ordinarily, you weren't allowed to be makriv any chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, there were 40 Lachmi Taida, made up of four minim. Each min was made up of 10. 10 were chametz, the other 30 were matzah. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes on the base discussed different types of karbonos that have kedushas toida, but at the same time don't have a din to bring lachmei toida with them. One such carbon was tmuras toida. So what would be if somebody has a carbon toida and then he makes tmuras toida? So just a chazer, what's tmura? Somebody says harezu oila, and then he has remorse. He says, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have made that animal the oila. Maybe I should have made the other animal an oila. So he says, harezu tmuras oila. He changes his mind. He says, instead of this being the oila, the other one should be the oila. What happens? Says the Torah, v'hoyah hu utmurasa yiyakaydash. The original animal is an oila, and now the second animal is going to be an oila as well. Now, you're not allowed to do that. It says in the Torah, lo yamirenu v'lo yachtifenu. There's two laven in the Torah for somebody that is over the issa tmura. But at the same time, the tmura goes into effect, but it only goes into effect in the sense that the second animal that he just decided should be kachim is hektish, but the first one remains kodesh as well. So what happens if somebody was mafresh a karban toida, and then he goes to another animal, he says, arezu tmuras toida, so the halach is vayuhu tmuras yeh kodesh. Both animals are now going to have kedushas toida, meaning they're both shlomims, the bone brought on the mizbeach, they're both nechal yoyim v'layla, but at the same time, the Mishnah said only the original toida has a halacha that it comes along with lachmei toida, whereas the tmuras toida does not have halacha that it comes along with lachmei toida. The Mishnah gave other examples of how it would be possible to have an animal that's a karban toida, but at the same time, it doesn't have lachmei toida. So not all karbanos toida had lachmei toida. It's only the ikur karban toida that had lachmei toida, but tmuras toida, for example, not. The Mishnah gave an example of a moisar toida or a vlad of a karban toida, but as it relates to at least the first halach of today's daf, tmuras toida has a din toida like all tmura does, but at the same time, gzeres hakasov that there's no lachmei toida. Tanu Reb Chiya said toida shenisarva bit tmurasa umeso. What happens if a carbon toida was nisarev with a tmuras toida? So a person said a razor toida, then he went to another animal and he says, I want this animal to be tmura of the original toida. So he has a toida, he has a tmuras toida. The two animals got mixed up. The person now is not sure which animal is the toida, which animal is the tmuras toida, umesa achas mehem, and one of them died. So right now, all he has is one animal that certainly has kedushas toida. It's nechal yoyim v'layla. The problem is he doesn't know if it's an ikur toida or if it's a tmuras toida. So Rabbi Chiya said, chavirta in latakon, there's no way to be makriv this animal. Why? Heichi na'avid. Makriv lechem b'hadah. Should you bring it together with bread? Dilma tmurahi. Maybe it's a tmura. And the tmura can't be brought with bread. It's only the ikur toida that has lachmei toida. Loi makriv lechem b'hadah. Should we not bring bread? Dilma toidahi. Maybe it's a carbon toida. So Rabbi Chiya said that it's impossible if something like this happens to go ahead and bring the toida. Because manavshach, on the tzad that it's a toida, it needs bread. On the tzad that it's a tmuras toida, it's not allowed to have bread. As a result, there's nothing that you can do. But the Gemara went, and before it discusses Reb Chiya's halacha in very, very, very great detail, the Gemara first says, let's just clarify Reb Chiya's halacha for a second. Hey chidami, ida amar alai. Are we talking about somebody that said, harei alai toida, as opposed to harei zu toida? So what's the difference between somebody that says harei alai versus harezu? So it's a Mishnah in the first parak of Masechtas Megillah from all places. If somebody says harei olai oila, harei olai shlomim, or in our context, harei olai toida, it's chal chiyuv on the gavra, it sounds longish, it's a chiyuv on the gavra to now bring a carbon toida. So what happens if he says harei olai toida, he's mafresh an animal as a toida, and then something happens to that animal, bring another toida. If something happens to that, bring a third toida. Because there's a chayvas gavra to bring a carbon tithe. Just like a person has a chiyuv every morning to put on tefillin, this person now has a chiyuv to bring a carbon tithe. If somebody goes over to an animal, he says, arezu tithe, he never took upon himself, it was never chal anything on the gavra, in the sense that he has to bring a carbon tithe. All he said was, is that this should be a tithe. What would happen if something happens to this tithe right now? Nothing. It's a taida. The taida died, for example, so there's nothing to bring. As a result, you wouldn't have to bring anything. So says the Gemara, Rav Chiya, who said this chiddush, that it's possible to have a taida that you won't be able to be makir, because you're not sure if it's a taida or a tmuras taida. If the case was where the original chiyuv to bring a carbon taida started with the words, with a declaration of a rei olai, then I think it's pashat. Meaning there is a way for you to be able to bring this animal. How so? It's a little confusing here, the gerso. The point is, let him go ahead and let him do as follows. He should bring another animal, and this other animal should come along with bread. So that although he started with an animal where he's not sure if it's a taida or a tmuras taida, bring a second animal, bring that second animal together with breads, and he should make the tanai. If the animal that's alive, I'm not sure if it's a taida, tmuras taida, is really a tmuras taida, ha taida v'halach, then this new animal that I'm bringing, I want it to have kedushas taida, I want the breads to be itzlach me taida. And if the original animal was a taida, halachma, then I want these breads now to attach themselves to the original animal, and let the second animal be a toida in the achraya sense. Meaning, being that I said harayolai toida, and I have an obligation to make sure I bring a carbon toida, so it's reasonable for me to be allowed to be mafresh a backup toida. So let this now be a backup toida for my chivas gavra, my chiv neder that I have when I said harayolai toida. So the Gemara is arguing that Rav Chiya said there's no way to bring this animal. To bring this animal and then to attach bread to it, you can't do, because maybe it's a tmura. And if it's a tmura, you're not supposed to bring bread. But Tainas the Gemara, there's a way out. You know what the way out is? Bring the second animal, and now bring bread, and make a tanai. If the original animal was the tmura, then the second animal be a taida, the breads will be its breads. If the original animal was a taida, then let this animal be a taida l'achrayas, also known as a backup taida. Now, why could I bring a backup taida? Because I said harei olai. So being that I have a chiyuv to bring a carbon taida, and if something happens to this animal that I was mafresh, I would have an obligation to bring another one. So I can right now go ahead and bring a backup. So man of shach, I can bring the original carbon, and I'll have bread, and I can make it work out. So the Gemara says, Loi tzrichi, you have to say, the Amar HaRezu, the Reb Chiya, who said there's no Eitzah, was obviously discussing with a person never said Harei Olai Taida. What he said was HaRezu Taida. If he never said Harei Olai, there was never a Chayves Gavra, thus, you can't be Mafresh a Taida L'Achrayas. You can only be Mafresh a Taida L'Achrayas if there is a Chiyuv Achrayas. If I'm obligated to bring a backup if something happens to the original taida, then I can be mafresh a backup right now. And it's chal and achrayas l'taida. But if I said arezu, there is no obligation to bring a backup if something ever happens to this animal, so then there'd be no makom for me mafresh behema l'achrayas. Thus, Rav Chiya was talking about, this is the clarification in Rav Chiya's point before we analyze it. This is not the analysis. This is just the clarification. So Rav Chiya said, again, if somebody had an animal, that was a carbon taida, and then he made a tmuras taida. So one's a taida, one's a tmuras taida. They got mixed up and one of them died. I don't know if it's a taida or if it's tmuras taida. So it says Rav Chiya, I can't bring this carbon taida now. Why? Because if it's a real taida, it needs bread. If it's a tmuras taida, I'm not allowed to bring bread. Thus, I can't bring bread. Maybe it's a taida that needs bread. So there's nothing you can do. But the Gemara clarified, it's only an issue if he said harezu taida. Because had he said harealai taida, there'd be a way around it. You could bring another animal with bread and make a tanai that the other animal is either a taida or a taida la'achrayas. Man of shach, I can bring it as a carbon taida. I could bring the breads. Because if the original was a taida, the breads will attach themselves to the original taida. If the original was not a taida, then this one is a taida. The breads will attach themselves to this taida. Bottom line, that was the Gemara. Amru lemeidim lefnei Rebbe. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yizayin Amud Beis, says that wherever you find this line, lemeidim lefnei Rebbe, Levi talking. So Amru lemeidim lefnei Rebbe, Levi told Rebbe, I don't understand. The Laisi lechem, why is it a big deal? Why can't I just bring bread? The bread never went on the Mizbeach. Lachmei toida. Did the lachmei toida go on the Mizbeach? No, we had a very shverah Zohar HaKadosh, a Parshas Tetzaveh, that talked about the Shtei HaLechem that it's as if it went on the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yosef Engel and all his Sfarim is very, very matmiya. How do you understand Pasha Pshat on the side? Breads didn't go on the Mizbeach. Menachas went on the Mizbeach. But the breads, the lechem that you find throughout Masechtas Menachas didn't go on the Mizbeach. The lachmei toida didn't go on the Mizbeach. So what's the big deal? Why can you just bring bread? If this animal that I have right now was a toida, okay, halachma. Here's your lachmei toida. And Eloi, and if it's a tmura, leipik lechulin. Then what's the big deal? Let it just be chulin. The lachmei toida, by the way, we're kachim kalim that we're nechel anywhere within the chaimis of Yerushalayim. So, like, why is this even an issue? Amar lehu, the Rebbe told Levi v'chimachnis nechulin nazara. It's true that the breads didn't have to go on the mizbeach, and it's true that they're nechel anywhere in Yerushalayim. But at the same time, they had to enter the azara. The breads had to be in the azara at the time that the korban toida was brought. And being that the zalach of according to one man, it's even an issa deraisa. So it's not an option because it's true it doesn't go on the mizbeach, but at the same time it has to be in the azara. You're not allowed to bring chulin la azara, right? A kohen couldn't bring lunch with him to the azara that was chulin. You're not allowed to bring chulin la azara. So on the tzad that this is a tmuras toida, the breads don't have any kedushas lachmi toida. So you're bringing chulin la azara, even though this would seem to be the most basic idea, just bring bread and manav shach, it'll be lachmi toida or just bring chulin. That would all be good if you didn't have to bring the breads into the azara. Now the Gemara later is going to bring Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the breads maybe didn't have to go into the azara, and the Gemara is going to revisit this. But for right now, the pashtus is that the breads had to be in the azara. They had to be in the azara. It's not going to be an eitz. Says the Gemara. But Levi continued, and he told Rabbi, I have another idea. V'leisi behema v'lechem. Why can I bring a second behema together with bread? V'leiman say as follows. If this animal that I have, the original animal, is a tmura, then the second animal that I'm bringing now should be a carbon toida, and the breads should be its lachmi toida. And if the original animal is a carbon toida, then halachma, the breads I'm bringing now should attach themselves to the original animal. And let this carbon now be a shlavim. So why can't I bring the second animal? You're right. Just to bring the original animal or breads, I can't do, because maybe it's a tmura. But let me bring the second animal. Let me make it tonight. If the original one is a tmura, so this will be a toida, and the breads will be its breads. I'm bringing the breads in the azara. It's not chulun ba azara, because it's attaching itself to the second animal, which is a carbon toida. If the original one is a toida, then let the breads attach themselves to the original one, and let this one be a shlavim. It's similar to what the Gemara had said right at the beginning, where the Gemara introduced Rav Chiya for the first time. But there the Gemara was getting involved in the second animal being an achrayas toida, which only works if he said arei olai. The Gemara said, Rav Chiya said as halacha, he said arezu. But even if he said arezu, so there's no achrayas toida. Let the second animal not be achrayas toida, let it be a shlavim. Amalusi told him, Mishom dekamemait b'achilo de shlavim. So right now, when you bring the second animal, you're going to have a suffix whether this second animal is a toida or whether the second animal is a shlamim. What does it depend on? What the original animal was. If the original animal was a toida, this is a shlamim. If the original animal was a tmuras toida, then this is a toida. I have this animal now, sophic in my mind, now, klapi shmaya they know, but I don't know. Is this a toida or a shlamim? Now, a toida is nechal yom v'layla, a shlamim is nechal l'shnei yom v'layla achas. I'm going to have no choice but to eat it l'yom v'layla, because maybe it's a toida. That means what happens if the day and the night passes, the next morning I have the carbon sitting around, I can't eat it. The reason I can't eat it is because even though if it was a shlomim, I could eat it, but maybe it's a toida. And if it's a toida, it's nicer, it's karis. You're not going to be allowed to eat it. You're going to be forced to burn it. But maybe it's a shlomim, and I'm burning kachin, that's kosher. So what you're doing essentially is you're setting up a situation where you may be forced to take kachin, that's kosher, and be mevi'a lebeis apsol. That's not something you're allowed to do. And as a result, this is not going to work either. Where do you have this halacha? So that's what we were talking about before the daf. And that is the idea of, you don't say mizvah l'soida on Erev Pesach. And the Ramah says, you don't say mizvah l'soida Erev Yom Kippur either. So we spoke about this at length in the end of Masechta Zvachim. But what's Pashim Shah? Why don't we say mizvah l'soida on Erev Pesach? So on Pesach, we don't say mizvah l'soida because they couldn't bring the carbon toida on Pesach. So on Yontif, you couldn't bring it because it's a carbon yachid. But even on Chol HaMoed, you couldn't bring it because the carbon toida had lachmi toida. 10 of the lachmi toida were chametz. You can't bring chametz. There's an isabal yorabayu matzeh. You can't eat the chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz. So there was no way to bring the carbon toida on Pesach. What about Erev Pesach? You could eat the carbon toida Erev Pesach, but you could only eat it until chatzos. And being that you could only eat it until chatzos, what's going to happen when chatzos comes around? If there's leftover of the carbon toida, you're going to be forced to burn it. See, you're bringing kachem, the base of soul. The Vilna Gaon says that that's pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says you don't say
Mizvah aside the Erev Yom Kippur either. It's a tshuva, it's not be Yehuda. The Achrayim tumult about this. But it's before Rama. The Rama says that you don't say Mizvah aside on Erev Yom Kippur. It says the Vilna going to be it's for the same reason. Because the carbon taida was Nechal Yom Velayla. So being that it was Nechal Yom Velayla, you're going to bring the carbon taida Erev Yom Kippur. What's going to happen at night? You can't eat the Lachmi taida at night. Can't eat anything at night. It's Yom Kippur. You're going to be forced to burn it if you don't end up eating it during the day. So there's the potential of being memayit by chivut the taida. So again, it's the same issue. So here too, you can't bring a second animal and say that on the tzad that it's not a taida, it's a shlamim, because now you're going to have a suffix if it's a taida or a shlamim. On the tzad that it's a shlamim, you're going to have no choice but to treat it as a taida anyways. You're being memayit by chivut the shlamim. So that second eitzah doesn't work either. But Levi persisted. I'm a Levi the Rebbe. But Levi told Rebbe, I have a third idea. Why can you bring again a second behemoth together with bread? Make the following tonight. If the original animal was a tmura, a taida v'lach. Very simple. Let this be a taida and it's bread and there's no issues. And if the original was a taida, halachma, let these be its breads. Vaha, and the second animal, to have a meiser the taida. Let it be a meiser taida. So what's a meiser taida? We had in the Mishnah. Meiser taida is where somebody was mafresh a carbon taida, and then something happened. He lost the animal. So he was mafresh a second one. And then he found the original one. So now you have an extra carbon taida. It's true for all carbonos. And there's a shulchan aruch of how exactly you're supposed to treat the extra carbon. But there's a concept of a moiser of an animal. In the context of a moiser taida, the moiser taida is a taida. Now, a moiser taida, two things. Number one, it's treated like a taida. It's nechal yem v'lai. Number two, there's no breads. So Levi told Rebbe, why can't I go now be mafresh a second taida? Be mafresh a petiras moiser taida. So, mamonav shach, all I need is one bread. Because if the original one was a Tamura, the second one will be a taida, it will be, and it will have its lachmi taida. If the original was a taida, the second one will be a moiser taida. The moiser doesn't need the bread, so the breads will only attach themselves to the first one. So, man of shach, I have two taidas, they're both nechal yom v'layla, and I only need one set of breads. Because man of shach, one of the taidas is either a tamuras taida or a moiser taida. So Rebbe did not like what Levi said, and he let Levi know that he didn't like what he said. He told him, it sounds to me like you have no mayach, like you have no seichel. What? You can go lekatchila and be mafresh an animal lemeisers? Meiser is if it happens. Once upon a time, a person had an animal, it got lost, he was mafresh another one, then he found the original, you're stuck with a moiser taida. But you can't go to katchila and say, I want to be mafresh a moiser taida. So it just doesn't work. We'll get back to this later. Yes, ready? So this halacha of Rav Chiya, as we're going to see in the Gemara, really made its rounds. So it started off with an exchange between Levi and Rebbe. Levi had three suggestions, and Rebbe knocked all three down. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and he told him, I have an eitzah also. I don't understand what Rav Chiya's problem was. I have a way out. V'laisi behem v'lach. Again, bring the second animal, bring it together with bread. V'leimen, you should say it like this. Yach the kaima tmur. If the original was a tmur, ha toida v'lach. Let this be a toida, and let it be a tzlachmi toida. V'yach the kaima toida. And if the original was a carbon toida, ha lach v'vav tavi tmur. Why can't I make another tmur? Why can't I be mafresh another animal and say manavshach? Either it's a toida or it's a tmur. If the original was a tmur, let it be a toida. And it's the breads will attach themselves to the second animal. If the original was a toida, the breads will attach themselves to the original one, and this will be a tamura. Again, what did you accomplish? What you accomplish is, I have two animals that are both nechal yom v'layla. I only need one set of breads, because only the real taida needs the breads. The tamura's taida doesn't need the breads. So there's no problem with being memait bachila, because they're both karbonis taida. And I'm not being mafreshit l'moisarois. It's not l'moisarois, because I'm not... The second one's not going to be a moiser taida that you can't do the katchila. Second one's going to be a tmura. But the Gemara says, Rav Nachman also reacted. Amalei, Ani Mari, explain to me, Rabbi Yitzchak, Arbam, Bekasve, Vekasha, you're suggesting to do tmura? Tmura's also midairaisa. How in the world could you recommend a way out of this situation by going lekatchila and making a tamura? So that's strike four, says the Gemara. Rav Ila Chalash. Rav Ila was sick. Olegabe Abai v'Rabbanon. And Abai and the Rabbanon went to be mevakeh chayla Ravela. And throughout Shas, you find that during Bikur Chaylam, the Olam started talking and learning. V'yasvi v'ka'amri. And they were discussing this Rav Chiya. They were discussing this halacha of Rav Chiya, where somebody was mafreshin. He had a toida and a tmuras toida. They got confused. He doesn't know which one's which. And Rav Chiya said, there's no way to be makrevet. Because if it's a toida, you need lechem. If it's a tmuras toida, you don't have lechem. So
What are you supposed to do? So the Rabbanan suggested, they said, I may have a way out. In Isil Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Chutzlachem is Azara Kaddish. That the Lachmi Toda don't have to be in the Azara at the time that you bring the carbon Toda. But they could be Chutzla Azara. Laisi Lachem Veloisvei Chutzlachem is Azara. Then what's the big deal? Why don't you just bring bread and leave it outside of the Azara? You don't even need a second animal. Just bring the bread. Velem, Iach, the Kaim Toda. If the animals are Toda, Halachma. Veloi, and if it's not, Lepag Lachum, let it be Chul. Now the Gemara had, this was Levi's first suggestion that he told Rabbi. And what did Rabbi tell Levi? But now we have a Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that, yeah, that the breads could be chutz l'chaim ha'zara, and they're still going to have kedusha. So why isn't this an etzah? So the Gemara says, Rav Eila said, Rav Eila was the chayla, and the chayla was one that answered. He said, Mishum de'ika arba lahanef, because the halacha is that when a person brought a carbon toida, he had to give truma. Also known as Trumas Lachmi Toida. We discussed it in detail together. So he said, that Tmura, Truma, not Tmura, Truma has to be given to the Kohen. And the Kohen has a mitzvah to do Tnufa with the Truma from the Lachmi Toida. And that Tnufa has to be in the Azara. Because, hey, Chilaf, Lampinubar, bro, should the Kohen do the Tnufa with the Truma of the Lachmi Toida outside? Lefnei Hashem Ksiv. It says in the Torah that the Tnufa has to be Lefnei Hashem. Gavoy, to bring it inside, same problem. Therefore, there's no way out. Meaning, even Rabbi Yochanan that says that the breads didn't have to be in the Azara in order for them to get the Kedusha, al yidei the Shechit of the Karban Toida, but the Tenufa of the Trumas Lachmi Toida had to be Lefnei Hashem. Thus, at the end of the day, you're going to be forced to bring these breads into the Azara. And meaning, you're not sure if the breads really are Lachmi Toida or not, because you don't know if it's a Toida or a Tmuras Toida. So again, you're left with the same problem, the sixth Toida. A suggestion. Maskevlo, Rav Sheshi, Brei Rav Yidi, Im Isla de Chizkiya, Da Amar, Kachu Arboim, Mitoich Shmoinim. Chizkiya is right. Chizkiya was mentioned on Daf Ayin Ches, where Chizkiya had said a halacha, what happens if a person brings a carbon taita, and instead of being mafresh 40 breads, he's mafresh 80 breads. So it was machlok is Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. What's the halacha if you mafresh 80 instead of 40. So the halacha is that 40 get regular kedusha slach metoida. The other 40 are treated like backups. So they're not kedush but kedusha slach metoida right now. But at the same time, they are set aside. They're miyuchad now. Lachrayas, that if something will happen to the 40 that do have Kedusha Slachmi Toida, they will be used as backups. So Rav Sheshi, Rav Breda, Rav Yidi said that according to Chizkiya, I think there's a way to circumvent Rav Chiya's problem. Laisi behema, bring another behema, second behema, v'laisi shmoyin amada, and bring 80 breads. V'leim men say as follows, iach the kaima toida, if the original animal was a carbon toida, hanami tavi toida. Let this one also be a toida. V'hash shmoyin, and these 80 breads that I set aside, they travai 40 for the first animal, and 40 for the second animal. Iach the kaima tamuri. Now if the original one was a tamura, then ha toida, let the second one be a toida. V'ha lachma, and I want all 80 breads to attach themselves to the second one. What happens if all 80 are attached to the second one? 40 of the 80 are going to be Kaddish. Okay, so how did we accomplish anything? At the end of the day, I have to bring all 80 into the Azara, because maybe they're both toidas, and only 40 of them became Kaddish. Explains Rashi. Because even though only 40 out of the 80 became Kaddish, but you can't tell me that the other 40 are Chulin Lazara, and I don't have a right to bring it into the Azara. Because at the end of the day, the other 40 are serving a purpose. They're here la'achrayas for the original 40. Thus, they're not chulin in the chulin sense that I can't bring it into the Azar. So it's true, only 40 of them will be Kaddish, but at the same time, all 80 have a right to go into the Azara. So Maman of Shach, I could bring all the breads into the Azara. Either because all 80 are Lachmi Toida, or because 40 are Lachmi Toida and the other 40 are Achrayas for the Lachmi Toida, which is enough of a reason for me to be allowed to bring it into the Azara, despite the fact that it's really Chulin. Precedence for this, the Rishonim speak out, is the Gemara says that Hillel HaZakeh was very worried about Me'ilah. So whenever he'd be Mafresh a carbon, he'd be Mafresh the carbon in the Azara. Shtelzich the Shailah, he'd be Mafresh the carbon in the, meaning he didn't want to say Harezu Oilo, then bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if something happened to it along the way? He didn't want to get involved in Me'ilah issues. So he would bring it into the Azara. The Gemara's Lashon in Nedarim Daf Tes Amud Beis is he would bring it chulin into the Beis HaMikdash, and he would say, "I, fragging the Rishonim, you're not allowed to bring chulin bazara." The Teretz is, this isn't chulin bazara, because his intent was to be makdash it right now. So the other 40 lach may tie the man of shach, I can bring it into the Azara. So all we're doing is coming up with a way to be able to bring all the breads into the Azara. regardless, said Rav Sheisha Brei Dravidi, isn't this a way around Rav Chiya's problem? So the Gemara says, no, Mishum Dekama Mait Bachila Darban. Because right now, when I bring these 80 breads, I'm not sure if all 80 Alach Meitayda or only a 40 Alach Meitayda. Misafik, I'm going to have to eat all 80 Liyay Velayla, because otherwise I'm running into a nicer issue. So if I have to eat all 80, what happens if I eat some of them? I don't eat all of them. It's going to come out that I created nicer. What created the nicer? The other 40. Because could be, had I only had 40, I would have been able to finish all of them. Let's say I ended up eating 50. So there's 30 left over. So had all I had was 40, eating 50 would have been enough to prevent nicer. But being that I had 80, eating 50 wasn't enough to prevent nicer. So it could be I'm going to end up leaving over the breads that have tushas lachmi toida because of the other 40 breads. So it doesn't work in the Maman of Shach because you're being memayit ba'achila darbam, similar to what the Gemara had said earlier, you're being memayit ba'achila the shlamim. Thus, the sixth idea falls short as well. Rav Ashi the Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi the Torah Kahana, have another raid. If Rav Yechon is right, who said, if someone's mafresh a carbon chatos, that's a mu'beres. So a chatos almost always was in a keva. So if someone's mafresh a chatos and the chatos was mu'beres, the older, and gave birth to a child. So the halach is ratzabah mischaper, ratzabah l'vladah mischaper. So this person who goes over to a baby that's a mu'beres and says, I raise you chatos. Now the baby is born. You have a choice. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can either bring the mother as the chatos or you can bring the child as a chatos. Now, the truth is that there's a halacha of a chatos that has a child, that the child is lemisa asla. It's one of the chamesh chatos hamesis. But that's only if the animal, the chatos, became a mu'uberis after it was already hakdash. Rabbi Yochanan's talking about where you were mafresh the chatos when it was already in a state of mu'uberis. So the halacha is you have a choice. Rotza ba mischaper, rotza vlada mischaper. Now, the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but it's insinuated from what the Gemara is about to say that the Gemara understands at this point that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you want, both could be chatos also. So really you have three options. The mother could be the chatos, the baby could be the chatos, or they could both be chatos. And really, the way Rabbi Yochanan seems to be looking at this behemah muberes is as two independent behemahs. So it's like you went over to two behemahs that are really one, shtayim sheinachas, and you said on both of them, I raise chatos. So you suddenly have options. L'chur, it's totally in the sugya, whether Uba Yerachimai or Uba Yerachimai. If Uba is Yerachimai, then it's not a separate entity. If Uba is Lav Yerachimai, then it's two, but it's still one. So that's the way Rabbi Yechanan seemed to understand. Uba Lav Yerachimai, thus you have a few options. It's the time is the Gemara. Let's apply the same thing to a carpenter. The way out is Laisi Behema Muberis. Why don't you bring a Behema that's Muberis? And now you should be Maktish it as a carpenter. The Yamtim Lacha Teili, wait until it gives birth. The Laisi Shmoyna Bada, then bring 80 breads. If the original animal was a tmura, that I want it and the child, both of them to be toides, and these 80 breads are going to belong to both of them. And if the original one was a carbon toide, then let this one also be a toide, and let the 80 breads be 40 for the original toide and 40 for the second toide. And what about the extra animal? Didn't you say they're both going to be toides? Let the extra animal be a meiser toide. So Mamar of Shach, I should go ahead and make two more toidas and let the second toida either be a real toida or be a maisa toida, depending on what the original toida was. If the original one was a toida, then of the two, the mother and the child, one will be a taida, one will be a maisa taida. If the original one was a tmura, then they'll both be taidas. Mamar of Shach, I only need 80 breads, because only the real taidas need breads. The maisa taida doesn't need breads, and the tmura's taida doesn't need breads. They're all nechal yoyim v'layla. There's no problem of chulam v'azara, because all 80 are real. So l'chura, there's a way out. Amalei. Now, what are you going to ask me? The only ari you're going to ask me is isn't there a lacha? Didn't we say before you can't bring maisa l'katchila? And over here, really, you bring a maisa l'katchila. Because you're going into this not knowing whether the mother and child are right now two toidas or a toida and a meiser toida. L'chura, if it's a toida and a meiser toida, comes out I was bafrish meiseres l'katchila. So the Rishonim explained that being that we're going according to, we're talking about a case where it's a mother and a child, this type of moiser, maybe you'd be able to be moiser l'katchila. When can you be mafresh a moiser l'katchila? That's where it's a random animal. But being that it's part of one guf, it's meiser. Maybe over here would be different. But regardless, so Rav Kanda told Rav Ashi, man label on Rabbi Yochanan, im shiur im shiur. I don't think you understand Ibshan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, hirfish chatas mu beres viyolda. Ratzabam is chaper, ratzabavadam is chaper. The Gemara understands that means you look at the mother and the child as independent entities. So you could be, the mother could be the chatas, the child could be the chatas, or maybe they could even be both chatas. Same would be true over here. A mother and a child. The mother could be the Taida, the child could be the Taida, or they could both be Taidas. I don't know if that's true. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan really holds they can't both be Taidas. Rabbi Yochanan holds they can't be both Chatois. In fact, in Shiora and Meshura, based on the sugyas of Uba Yerachimai, meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds Uba Yerachimai, not Uba Lab Yerachimai. Dilma and Shiora and Meshura, I know time with Rabbi Yochanan, I'm on the Meshachar Meshvach Hakdash. Could be Pshad Rabbi Yochanan is a completely different halacha. The reason that you can use the child, because the child is considered Shvach Hakdash, it's something that grew from Hakdash, and maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds a halacha that you can use Shvach Hakdash as bringing a car. But the point is, what we need, the punchline is that it could be Rabbi Yochanan never said both could be Chatois. So to both can't be chatoides. As a result, we're going to knock this out. Says the Gemara, one final attempt. Ravina ikla d'mahur. Ravina came to Damhurya. Amalei Rav Dimi Breid Ravuna Medamhurya L'Ravina. So Rav Dimi Breid Ravuna Med Ravina. So again, Ravina, one of the G'doylei Hadar, he comes to Damhurya. So Rav Dimi Breid Ravuna comes to Ravina and he says, you know, there's a big tumult. We heard about Rav Chiya's braisa. Rav Chiya's case where there's an animal, you don't know if it's a toida or a tmuris toida. There's no way to be makriv it because you need bread if it's a toida. You can't bring bread if it's a tmuris toida. And there was a big tumult about it and we already had 7 attempts to circumvent Rav Chiya's issue and they all fell short. So Rav Dimi Breid Rav Huna tells Ravina, I think I was able to solve this riddle. I think I have a way out. He told him as follows. V'laisi behema, let him bring a behema. V'lema and say, Hare Olai. Hare Olai Toida. Not Hare Zu, Hare Olai. Once he says Hare Olai, now he has a chiyuv to bring a carbon Toida. Even if something happens to this animal, there's a chiyuv achres. Now that he said Hare Olai, V'laisi behema achriti, let him bring a second animal or a third animal. Right? You have the original animal. He goes, he says, Arei Olai, and he's mafresh an animal. And then he brings another one. What's the purpose of the other one? It's a backup. Because once you say Arei Olai, you're allowed to have one lachrayas. V'laisi shmoyin about them bring 80 breads. V'lei many should say as follows. Iach the kaimet mur, if the original was a tmura, hani tarati toitis. Then these latter two are toitis. V'ashmoyin and the travayo. And these 80 breads belong to them. V'iach the kaimet toitis, if the original was a carbon toito. V'adamri olai, nami lavi toito. Then the second one, when I said I realize also a toito. The third, the Hashmaidim Travayim, the 80 breads belong to the original Taida, and now the second one, meaning the first of the additional two that I brought, the Idach, and the last one is going to be the Achrayas. I have 80 breads, I have 3 Taidas, they're all Nachaliyim V'layla, you're not being Mamayit Bachila to anything. All 80 breads is not an issue because they're all not Chulin, so you can bring them into the Azara, you could do the Tenufa Lifnei Hashem, you're not being Mafresh Maisarais, you don't need a pregnant animal. You're able to make this work, it's beautiful. And essentially, if you think about it, what did Rav Dimi Breid Rav Huni Medam Huria really do? When we started the Gemara at the very, very beginning, so we introduced Rav Chiya, the Gemara said that if Reb Chiya's case was where somebody said, Arei Olai Toida, there's a very easy way out. All you had to do was bring another animal, L'achrayas, bring it together with bread, and make a tenai that the second animal will only be L'achrayas if the original one was a Toida. But if the original one was a Tmura, then it'll be a Toida. So Manashach, you have one Toida that needs bread, you have another Toida that doesn't need bread. Because the other one is either a Tmura's Toida, or it's an achrayas toida. Manav shachet nechaliyev alayla. Manav shachet doesn't need bread. The problem was, Rav Chiya said that only works if you said arei alay. What if you said arei zu? If you said arei zu, that doesn't work. If you said arei zu, then you can't be mafresh behem al achrayas. Because there is no chiyav achrayas when you said arei zu. The Gemara says, I hear, but you know what? There's a way out. Go now and be mafresh toida lachrayas. And be mafresh one lach. Go now and say Arei Olai Toida, and then be mafresh another one lachrayas of that. So all you're doing is you're recreating the scenario where you're able to make it work, do the math, and everything works out beautifully. So he was so excited. He met the God L'Adar Ravina, and he went running to him, and he says, I think I solved this puzzle. Amaleis Ravina told Rav Dimi, doesn't work. Because Atayra Amr, the Torah says, it's not a good thing to make a neder, and that is always considered a bad thing. You suggesting go say Arei Olai. We do not encourage saying Arei Olai. Saying Arei Olai is very discouraged, in fact. And as a result, this will not be an Eitzah
exhale. So before we go weiter and start part two of the daf, which is only a little lighter, then part A, just one ha'ara. So let's just speak out a ha'ara on the last thing that we just said. So the Gemara thought there was an idea, there was a way to circumvent it by going and saying Harei Olai Toida right now. But Ravina said you can't say Harei Olai Toida because Hatoira Amra Toiva Shaloi Sidar Mishes Sidar Veloi Seshale. So to just go frivolously, I mean, it's not frivolous. You're making the nether to Fadin a carbon. You have an animal now that has Kedushas Toida, and there's no way to be makrivin on the Mizbech. Ravina didn't care. Ravina said at the end of the day, Shleima Melech said, in his great wisdom, we discourage making a darim, and therefore this will not. Now, the truth is, this pasuk of Toivashaloi Sidor Misha Sidor Veloisa Shalim, and really the spirit and the theme of the pasuk, and that is that Nadarim are strongly discouraged, is something that is very much a part of Masechtas Nedarim. It really permeates many sugyas of Masechtas Nedarim. Just to bring it out, the Mishnah says Masechtas Nedarim Daf Tes Amud Beis. Mishnah is discussing Yodeis Nedarim. So the classic way of making a neder would be to say Harei Olai, or to say Koinem Zu, or I want this piece of meat to be Aser to me like a carbon. What happens if a person says Kenidrei Rishon? So instead of using the word neder, he says that I want this thing to be like the neder that Rishaim make. So the halach is nadar b'nazir u'b'karben u'b'shvur. Whatever he says afterwards will be in effect. Because the words k'nidrei Rishaim are loshay neder. What if he says k'nidrei k'sherim? I want this to be k'nidrei k'sherim. Lo yom aklo. Segunisht. You know why? Because Rishaim make nadarim and k'sherim don't make nadarim. So if a person says a loshay neder, but he says k'nidrei Rishaim, that's a Lashon Neder, because Rishon make Nedarim. If a person makes a Lashon Neder, but he says, Kenidrei K'sherim, Le'yamar Klum, and the Gemara says, why not? The Gemara quotes this Pasuk. Toivash Alei Sidor, Mishra Sidor, Alei Seshalim. It's based on this Pasuk right here. Another Gemara. Nedarim Daf Chav Bezim and Aleph. Rav Nassim Oymer, Hanoyder. If somebody makes a Neder, it's Ki'ilu Bona Bama. Va'amekaimai, if someone's Mekaim a Neder, it's Ki'ilu Makrival of Karp. It's even worse. So you see clearly that it's not a good thing for a person to make a neder. And the reason, Pashup Shad, is because you're putting yourself in a very vulnerable situation. You're making a neder, you're taking something that's mutter, it's really not us, so you decided that it's us. So you make a neder, you're not going to eat meat anymore. So now, if you eat meat, you're over Yachel Devaray, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, Vlasisa Kashen Adarta, you're involved in a loisase and two assays. So you're setting yourself up in a situation where you're making yourself very, very vulnerable. As a result, it's a bad thing to make a neder. So much so that even in our Gemara, Ravina didn't view this as being an Eitzah. Stating that, there are some exceptions to the rule. And just to mention two exceptions where it's okay for a person to make a neder, and maybe it's a little bit of a ha'ara on our Gemara. The first is Tosfos and Masechtas Chulin, Daf Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos is discussing this idea of we discourage people from saying Harei Olai, and there's an idea of Toivash Eloi Sida. Frey Tosfos Kasha, Ve'im Toimar, Va'oksiv Ayidah Yaakov Neder. Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze makes a neder. He's on his way to Lavan's house. Vayider Yaakov neder lemer imieli kimi madi ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anochi hoylech v'nosan li lechem lechol uvega dubosh v'shafti v'sholom v'is avi v'yasham li lelekim v'evin azoyis asher samti matzei v'yiv v'es lelekim v'choyl asher titen li aser asrenolach. So Yaakov Avinu makes a deal with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says imieli kimi madi ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anochi hoylech v'nosan li lechem lechol uvega dubosh. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm going to give you 10% of anything that you give me. But Yaakov Avinu prefaced it with the words Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemar. So Freik Tais Zakasha, Yaakov Avinu made a neder. How's he allowed to make a neder? I thought it's Kenidrei Rishayim, not Kenidrei Ksherim. Yesh Lema says Taisvis, the Bishas Tzara Shari. That if a person finds himself in a Shas Tzara, it's okay. Kidamina Bebreshis Rabba, Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemar. What does Lemar mean? Ludoirois. She Unoidrim Beis Tzara. The Yaakov Avinu's neder was a neder based tzara, and in fact, if a person finds himself in a tzara, it's okay to make a neder. From Tosfos Mashma, that it's actually l'katchila to make a neder, and that's the words lemar, l'dayros, that Klal Yisrael should know, that learn from Yaakov Avinu. This is the blueprint, that whenever you find yourself in a tzara, vayider Yaakov neder lemar. The bottom line is you find that although it's true, k'nidrei Rishayim, and k'lanoider k'ilu ban Obama, and toivashel loy sidar, but at the same time, is tzara, it is okay for a person to go ahead and to make a neder. Parenthetically, in the Hakdama Rishoyna to the Sefer Eim Abonim Semechas, Sefer Eim Abonim Semechas, a Sefer that talks about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Skulas of Eretz Yisrael, it was written by Rabbi Yisachar Shleim the Teichtel, who was a Hungarian Ruv slash Rebbe slash Poisek, Baki Bakol Chedre HaTaira. He lived through the Holocaust, Hashem Yimkav Damai, and during the war, he felt this idea that maybe the Yidden should have gone up to Eretz Yisrael, you know, when there was a Hisayris to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and he decided that he's going to write a sefer about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that, you know, maybe this will be a schus, that through this he'll be saved from what was going on in the world at the time. And right in the beginning, he starts off, he brings this pasuk by Yidden Yaakov Nedalemar, Mikan Shen Noidrim Be'ez Sar, Taisus Chun Da Be'ez Amid Be'ez, in the name of a Bereshus Rabba, that if a person finds himself in a story, he's supposed to make a neder. So he says he wants to be Mekayim, and he wants to do what Yaakov Avinu said, and he makes it. And he's making a neder. And his neder is that if he survives the war, he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to write a chibur, he's going to write a sefer about the importance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, afilu bezman hazeh. And then he went on, and he said as follows. He thinks, what was Yaakov Avinu's neder? Im yeli kimi modi, ushmarani b'derech hazeh asher anoichi hoylech, v'nosan li lechem lechel u'begelubish. So Yaakov Avinu is bargaining, negotiating. He says, okay, let me tell you what I want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I'll tell you what I'll give you back. Number one, Im yeli kimi modi. Shmarani b'derech hazeh asher anoichi hoylech. V'nosan li lechem lechlu beged lubash. V'shafti b'sholem aveis avi. I'm going to return safely to my father's house. V'hoya Hashem li lo elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be with me. That pashtus is all what Yaakov Avinu is requesting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Yaakov, you know what I'm going to do? V'eben azayis asher samti matzei v'yiyah beis alekim. I'm going to make a beis alekim. V'chol ashatitin li asra asra alak. And I'm going to give you ma'aser. But Rabbi Yisachar Shleim HaTeichtel said that he doesn't think that's pshat. When Yaakov Avinu says, v'shafti v'sholem aveis avi v'yiyah asham li lelekim, that's not what he's asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he was giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, that's all what Yaakov Avinu was requesting. From Pasuk Chaf Aleph, if you see it in front of you, the Shafti B'Sholem Ve'Savi, that's Yaakov giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Oya Hashem Lilo Lekim, that's Yaakov giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Yaakov Avinu was saying was that if you're going to take me out of this Eis Tzara, the Shafti B'Sholem Ve'Savi, I'm making a neder, I'm going to go back to my father. Yitzchak Avinu was an Eilat Mimarash, he says he couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to go back to live with my father. V'Oya Hashem Lilo Lekim, he brings from the Zayir HaKadosh, based on the Gemara Seif Ksuba. I'm going to go back to my father. I'll have an aleka. So Rav Teichtel said that he wants to be mekayim the ma'aser of a siman labanim of what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu was noy de beis sara, and what was his neder that he made beis sara? V'shafti b'sholim aveis avi. V'hoya Hashem lila lekim. I won't be a dar b'chutz laris. So Rav Teichtel says it's so beautiful the way he writes it. He says that shemoyke endor gamani neder gadol lekay Yisrael. He says I want to make a neder gadol lekay Yisrael. That's Rav Gidol Amarav's Loshin in the Dharam Dav Ches Amaral. V'espalul, and I'm going to daven ketfilas avinu hazokin anal. B'shem kol Yisrael. Im yeli kim imbadi b'ito yisak zero yisak hosho yisayelo. He's writing during the Holocaust. V'akadosh Baruch is going to be with me right now during the Holocaust. Ushmarani, and Hashem is going to watch me shlo yuchlu lahazikli. V'gam yiten li lechem lecho, literally. I'll have a little bit of bread. That's what people needed. U'veged lilbush, to make it through the winters in the camps in Eastern Europe and in Siberia. V'tamid li schus teretz Yisrael l'hagim badi v'ad beisi. Shlo yera li ul'anshei beisi shum hezek. My family will come out unscathed. V'shum nega u'pegal yikrav aleinu ad eis ba Yeshua li Yisrael b'chlal li b'chlalim. V'ani mevakesh v'chulu v'chulu. Just beautiful. He says at the end, he says that really this idea that he's learning from Yaakov Avinu, mikan shenoydim beisaru, he says it's mefurish in the beis alikim. He brings from the Mabit, half of a fellow. He says the Mabit says that Yaakov Avinu's tfilois were the nice of the similar bottom of the tefillahs that Klai was supposed to have in the Golas Achrayna. He says Golas Mitzrayim was connected Avram, Golas Babel connected Yitzchak. So he stated Mabit. This is from the Beis Alekim, and the Golas Achrayna is Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu's tefillahs are really the blueprint of the tefillahs that Klai Yisrael need in order to be able to creep out of this Golas Achrayna. He says that's the pshat that tefillahs Arvus is Rishus. Tfilas Shachris is Chayva, Tfilas Mincha is Chayva, Tfilas Arvis is Rishos. Who composed Tfilas Arvis? Yaakov Avinu composed Tfilas Arvis. He says the first Golos had a kitzvah. Yodoya teida ki ger yir zeracha beretz loy lahem v'avod avinu oisam arba meyashana. The second Golos Bavel also had a kitzvah. There was a set time. 70 years. Yeshayah said it, Yirmiyahu said it, all the Nevi'im said Nevuah, that Yidden would be in Golos for 70 years, and at the end, Efkoideschem. But the last Golos doesn't have a kitzvah. He says, you know why? He says, because the last Golos is totally in us. The Gemara in Perek Chelik. Hayoyimim b'koyloi seshmol. The Mice, Rabbi Shulam Levi, El Yoh Novi. El Yoh Novi told Rabbi Shulam Levi, right? When is Mashiach come? He said, today. He went back to him. He said, El Yoh Novi, lie to me. He said, he's coming. He said, you don't understand. Hayoyimim b'koyloi seshmol. Because any single day can happen. And that's the tiefkeit of Tfilas Arvis Rishos. Because really, the Tfilas Klai Yisrael had during Golos Mitzrayim and during Golos Bavel, those tefillos could not, in and of their own, take the Yidden out of Golos. Because there was a kitzvah. There was a certain amount of time that the Yidden had to do in Golos before they were going to be allowed to come out. But tefillos arvis rishus, it's in our rishus. We have the ability, through tefillos arvis, through Yaakov Avinu's tefillos, to take us out of the Golos Achrayna. Because there is no kitzvah to the Golos Achrayna. When's Mashiach going to come? Today! But that's the point. That's the oimik of Tfilas Arvis Rishos. So he said that you see already from the Beis Alekhem, from the Mabid, and he brought from the Lublin Rebbe, the Chayzim of Lublin, who said this idea as well. The Yaakov Avinu's Tfilas with the Maisa of a similar bonim of the Tfilas that Klal Yisrael need by the Golos Achrayinus. He said, "Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemer Mikan Shenoydim Beis Sora." He's going to make a Neder, and not only is he making a Neder, but Yaakov Avinu's Neder. What was Yaakov Avinu's Neder? V'shafti b'sholim v'esavi. That was the Neder. That was what Yaakov Avinu's giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I will return. I will go back to Eretz Yisrael. Either way, a little bit lighter. Look, the Mishnah. If somebody says Hareo Laitoido, so if somebody says Hareo Laitoido. So we saw already in the first part of the daf, there's a difference between somebody that says Harei Olai Toida and somebody that says Harei Zu Toida. Harei Olai Toida is a Chiyav Achrayis. That means the Gavra, the person, has an obligation to bring a carbon Toida. If something happens to this particular Toida that he set aside, bring another Toida. If somebody says Harei Zu Toida, there is no Chiyav Achrayis. Mishnah, the first parak of Masechtas Megillah. If something now happens to this animal that you set aside, it's going to be okay. So the basic difference between someone that says Harei Olai Toida and somebody that says Harei Zu Toida is what happens if something happens to the carbon Toida. Is there a Chiyav Achrayis or is there no Chiyav Achrayis? Harei Olai, there's a Chiyav Achrayis. Harei Zu, there is no Chiyav Achrayis. The Mishnah presents another Nafka Mina between Harei Olai, Harei Zu. There's a klal, Kol Gavar Shebechoiva, Eina Ba Elamen Achulin. If somebody has an obligation to bring something, you can only fulfill your obligation using something. You have a chiv to bring a carbon chatas. You can't use my sasheni money to pay for your chatas. Because this chatas is a davar shebechayva and it's only ba menachumen. Mois, my sasheni is not chumen. Any davar shebechayva is ba menachumen. If something is not a davar shebechayva, then you can use even my sasheni, for example. It doesn't have to be dafka menachumen. Says the Mishnah, if somebody says harei olai toida, it becomes a davar shebechayva. Because now it's incumbent upon the gavra to bring a carbon toida. Thus, if somebody would say harezu, being that there's no chiyuv on the gavra, he would be able to say harezu even to something that's not chulin. So zok the Mishnah, harei olai toida, yavihiv alach minachulin. The animal and the lachmi toida have to be both minachulin. Toida olai minachulin, the lachma minamaiser. What if somebody says, I want the toida to be minachulin, and the lechem should be from the maiser? He specifically said that the breads can be from maiser money. Yavi hi v'lachma minachulin, doesn't matter. The breads anyways have to be minachulin. You know why? Because once he says that the ikar carbon toida is going to be minachulin, so now already it becomes a dovish avachayva. The lechem are ancillary to the carbon toida. Thus, even though he specifically carved out, he said the lechem should be able to be mal minamaiser. It won't be able to be mal minamaiser. Toida minamaiser. The lachma minachulin. This question's here in the Gersois. But toida minamaiser. What if he says the reverse? I want the toida to be able to come in a meiser and the breads to be minachulin. Yavi. So then he can do what he said. Then the toida can be ba minamaiser, but the breads will have to be minachulin because he specifically said the bread should be minachulin. Even though the breads are tuffled to the toida, but he specifically said that the breads are going to be only be ba minachulin. So he can't bring
V'lach metoida from Mois Meiser Sheni. He v'lachma min ha-meiser. What if he said they should both come in ha-meiser? Then Yavi, he could do what he said. V'lo Yavi michite Meiser Sheni, elo mi Mois Meiser Sheni. That'll be the topic of tomorrow's daf. So stating that, you shouldn't use actual chitin of Meiser Sheni, but what you could do is you can bring Mois Meiser Sheni. Am Rav Huna said, I'm a real lach metoida. So Rav Huna said a very straightforward halacha, and the Gemara is going to ask questions on Rav Huna. Every question in and of itself is Ta'un beer. It's not so clear what the Gemara's kasha is going to be. From a pshat tava perspective, this amud requires some work. But either way, it begins with a very straightforward halacha. Rav Huna said, if somebody says, Harei alai lachmei toida, maybe toida v'lachma, you have to bring a toida and lachmei toida. What do you mean? He only said, Harei alai lachmei toida. Why does he have to bring the carbon? He only wants to bring the bread. Because this person, he's not an Amoritz. He knows no such thing as lachmei toida without the actual carbon toida. And really what he wanted to do is he wanted to bring a toida and a lachmei toida. So why do you only say lachmei toida? So if he just picked the last part, but really understood, and we assumed that his intent was not just to talk in the Welt, right? But rather to bring a toida and lachmei toida. So Rav Huna said, if someone says a real lachmei toida, even though he only mentioned in his bitui the lachmei toida, he's obligated to bring a toida and lachmei toida. Our Mishnah said, if somebody says toida mina meiser, the lachma mina chulin, if somebody says, I want my toida to be from meiser, and the lechem should be from chulin. So what's the halacha? He does what he said. Being that he said the lechem should be from achulin, why don't we only look at the last thing that he said? What did Rav Huna say? He has to bring a toida and lachmei toida. So this person said, forget about the fact that he said toida v'namayser. Let's only focus on the fact that he said lachmei achulin. Lachmei achulin is as if he said toida v'lachmei achulin. So even the toida should have to be ba. Min hachulin. Why is it that the toida can be ba min ha-meiser? If ha-oimer ha-reel like lachmei toida, I hear in that the toida and the lachmei toida, then ha-oimer toida min ha-meiser v'lachma min hachulin, let me hear in lachma min hachulin, toida v'lachma min hachulin, and I should have to bring the toida min hachulin. Why am I allowed to bring the toida min ha-meiser? Now, what's the obvious answer? If all he said was lachmei toida, then in lachmei toida you hear toida and lachmei toida. But if he says toida and lachmei toida, why should I hear toida and lachmei? He said toida. If all he said was lachmei toida, Rav Huna said a chiddush. We assume that he meant toida v'lachmei toida, because otherwise he's being mitzi dvar of the batala. But here he said toida and lachmei toida. So toida l'chud v'lachmei toida l'chud. And he clearly said that the toida should be ba min ha-meiser, and the lachmei toida should be ba min ha-chulin. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That being that he said lachmei toida min ha-chulin, even the toida should have to be ba min ha-chulin. Tzarech bir, ayin b'rishayim. Shani hasam. But the Gemara gives an answer. Mar says the kibin of toida min ha-meiser. Once he says toida min ha-meiser, hanasa koyim ha-reo lai lechem lifter toidasa shol plaini. Meaning the way we look at it is that he's saying two things. He's saying toidem and amaiser, and that chiyuv that I have to bring toidem and amaiser, I'm saying now that I want the lechem to have to be ba min achulin, as if the lechma min achulin is really a hisafa on the toidem and amaiser, similar to the teretz that we wanted the Gemara to say, that we look at it as two separate remarks. As if to say, imagine one person would say, I'm going to bring a carbon toida. And then another person would say, I'm going to bring his lechem for him. So clearly, there's a bitui of toida, there's a bitui of lechem. And the bitui of lechem is just being mefarish, the bitui of toida. That's essentially what we're doing over here. The way we're going to look at it is if he said, toida min ha-meiser, the lachmai min ha-chulin, but the lachmai min ha-chulin is a pirish on the toida min ha-meiser, being that it's a pirish on the toida min ha-meiser, it's not going to redefine what the chiyuv a regular hareolai toida, that's not a pirush, it's the actual hischaivus, then we say included in hareolai lachmi toida is the chiv toida as well. But over here we look at it more as a pirush, thus we treat it differently. Ihachi reisha diktani, why don't you say the same thing to reisha? Toida menachulin v'lachma menameiser, yavihi lachma menachulin. If he said toida menachulin, the lachma menameiser, there even the lachmi toida had to be ba menachulin. Hachanami, freit the Gemara, why don't we say nasakai ma'areolai toida, lift the lachma shal ploini? Why don't we say that the toida is being mefarish the chiv lechem, and say that the toida
only should have to be Baman Achulim, but the Lechem should be able to be Baman Amais. But the Gemara says, Hachi Ashta Bishlam, Lechem Lifta Toyda Asi. Toyda Lemifta Lechem Yasa. The Lechem could be a Pirish on the Toyda, because the Toyda is the Iker, and the Lechem only comes because of the Toyda. But to say that the Lechem is the Iker, and the Toyda is the Pirish on the Lechem, that doesn't make sense. Tashma Hoyme Rea, like Toyda Boy Lechem. If somebody says, I want to bring a Toyda without Lechem, so this is the opposite of what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said, Rea, like Lachmi Toyda. Here we have the reverse. Hoyme Rea, like Toyda. And he specifically said no lechem. Or he said, Zevach blei nesachem, I want to bring a carbon without the nesachem that have to come along with this carbon. We force him to bring the toida and the lechem, the zevach and the nesachem. It says the Gemara, Taima da amar toida, avaloy amar toida loy. It sounds like toida beloy lechem, you have to bring toida and lechem. But lechem without toida, maybe you don't have to bring this. Again, what's the diak? Two different halachas. One is when he said arei lai lachmi toida. The other one is where he said arei lai toida b'lei lechem. But that's the Gemara's dig. It's mashma toida b'lei lechem. You have to bring the lachmi toida. But hoima arei lai lachmi toida. You don't have to bring the toida and the lechem. Mara says no. Who had the navagaf leyo mar toida? Really, if you would have just said arei lai lachmi toida, be the same halacha. But the Mishnah wanted to say two halachas. Wanted to say halacha of toida b'lei lechem and Zevach B'lei Nesachim. Now, for Zevach B'lei Nesachim, you couldn't say it in Rav Huna's Nusach. What if somebody says, Arei Olai Nesachim? It wouldn't be true that you have to bring a Zevach B'lei Nesachim. Because Arei Olai Nesachim, all you'd have to bring is Nesachim. You wouldn't have to bring the Zevach with the Nesachim. And it's for that reason we wanted to say a halach about Zevach and Nesachim that is true for Toida and Lechem. So we had to pick the case that the Braisa picked, not Rav Huna's case. Because Rav Huna's case of Oima Reale Lachmi Toida would work for Lachmi Toida. By Lachmi Toida, you'd be Chayv and Toida and Lachmi Toida. But it wouldn't work for Zevach and Nesachim. This case works for Zevach and Nesachim as well. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Amai Nederu Pischa Yimoy. If somebody says a Reolai, Zevach Toida Beloy Lechem. Or if somebody says, I realize Zevach b'loy nesachem, why are you chayv to bring a toida and lechem? Zevach and nesachem. Why don't we say just the opposite? Why don't we say that being that you said toida b'loy lechem or Zevach b'loy nesachem, you really want to bring a toida b'loy lechem? Now, there's no such thing as a toida b'loy lechem. Don't people know that there's no such thing as a toida b'loy lechem? Yeah. Maybe it's your way of backing out of the nether. Maybe when you said, I realize toida b'loy lechem, it's your way of saying, I realize toida, you know what, forget about it. B'loy lechem, meaning it's silly, I can't do it. And a person is allowed to be chayzer from another toichdei dibor. So, I'm a realize toida b'loy lechem, you bring a toida b'loy lechem. Why don't we assume that this person really wants to be chayzer? Let it be like a neder and a pesach. This is not a real neder and a pesach, but let it be like a neder and a pesach. What you want to do is you want to be Amr Chizki, Hamani Beit Shammai, the Amr Tafas Lashon Rishon. It's going according to Beit Shammai. It's time we learned in the Mishnah. Harani Nazar, Menach Groigus, Menach Deveil. Somebody says Harani Nazar, and then he says from figs. Now, a Nazar is not Oster to eat figs. Beshama Yoimrim Nazar. He's a Nazar. Because we look at the fact that he said a rainy Nazar. We don't care about the fact that he said Minha Groigrus Minadvelo. Beisul Armeni Nazar. Beisul says he's not a Nazar. So you see, Beshama says you always say Tafas Lashon Rishon. So if you say two things that contradict each other, Tafas Lashon Rishon. So a rainy Nazar below Minha Groigrus. We look at the Harani Nazar part. So to here, if somebody says Harei Olai Toida B'loy Lechem, we look at the Harei Olai Toida part. And as a result, you can have a chiyuv to bring Lechem. But Enochanami, according to Beisilo, that says you don't just say Tafas Lashon Rishon, you look at the whole picture. So Harani Nazar Min HaGroigrus is not a Nazar. So the same is going to be true here. Ha'ayimer Harei Olai Toida B'loy Lechem, you look at the whole picture, and Enochanami, according to Beisilo, you're not going to be chayv to bring a carbon toida. Rabbi Yechanan, my fellow Tamei Beisilo. No, it could work even according to Beisilo. But Ayimer Ilo Yisir Deh She'ein Noidrin Kach, Lo Yisir Noidrin Kach, Elo Kach. So where the person said specifically, he stipulated, he was very clear. He said that I'm letting you know, the reason I said is because I thought it was possible to bring a toida b'loy lechem. But had I known it's not possible to bring a toida b'loy lechem, I wouldn't have said this. Umay koif, and then why are you forcing him? The lashon of the brayso was koif and I said to bring lechem. Here he said mefurish that the only reason he said b'loy lechem is because he thought he could bring a b'loy lechem. Otherwise, he would have brought lechem. So the Gemara says the Gabay Hadabe. It's talking about where afterwards he tried backing out. Tashma, hoy marei lai toida b'loy lechem, zevach b'loy nesachim. V'amr loy, they told him, havei toida b'lechma. Zevach, you can't bring a toida b'loy lechem. You have to bring the lechem. You can't bring a zevach b'loy nesachim. You have to bring the sachim. V'ayman, he says, ilo yisi adesh, akein lo yisi noida. Really, had I known that, I wouldn't have done it. Kaif and I say, v'ayman loy, we force them, we say, shemar v'shamata. We tell them a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, shemar v'shamata is kol advarim eila shanechim esavecha. You have to do what you said you're going to do. And even though you didn't realize, it doesn't matter. So again, this person said again, toida b'loy lechem, zevach b'loy nesachim. And then he said, had I known that I was going to have to bring lechem, I mean, I said beloy lechem, had I known I was going to have to bring lechem, I would have never said it. We force him, we tell him, you have to do it. So the Gemara says like this, Bishlam lechizkiya nichale. Bishlam, according to Chizkiya, who said that the original price is Beishamai, this price is also Beishamai. And once he says, harei olai toida, even though he said beloy lechem, harei olai zedach, even though he said beloy nesach, and he's screaming, he's kicking and yelling. And he's like, I never meant to bring lechem. Doesn't matter. Tafas lashon rishay. Harei ni nazem en advela. You're a nazer. So, I'm kidding that you said after his blaylach. Who said that the Bryce was going according to Beis Hillel? That doesn't hold Tafas Lashon Rishon. Hareini Nazman Advel is not a Nazar. But we assume that that's what you meant to do. Here he's saying Mefurish, it's not what he meant to do. So how could you force him to do it? So the Gemara says, Kasha, Amalach Rabbi Yechanan. Havadei Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yechanan is going to say, this I agree is Beis Shammai. I just said the first Bryce is not Beis Shammai. This Bryce, it has to be Beis Shammai. The first price where the person's not kicking and yelling. So it's talking about where he said he's okay to bring it with lechem. This, where he's kicking and yelling. So it doesn't work according to my svara in Beis Hill. Must be he's going according to Beis Shammai. Mashmar v'shamata. We tell him shmar v'shamata. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, Shmar Havei Toida. We tell him, bring the Toida, Veshamata Havei Lachma. Double Lashem. Bring the Toida, bring the Lachma. Rav Amar, Shmar Havei Toida, Velachma. Shmar, we tell him, bring the Toida, and it's Lachma, Veshamata Shalitei Rogalas is Kain. Please do not do this again in the future.